0803.
Deposit your drone dilemma. You cannot remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? No, I need your physical meat. You charge a boss, I'm a member. Village banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, Papa just got better. Saving in a cup, I'm just got better. Now FNB group savings account. FNB group savings account.
FNB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Common Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Copa Combos with Hobo Radio News. Copa Combos at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Bulaga.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Mufurila's Atwalima residents welcome reduced electricity connection fees. Young people aged to tap into government skills development programs. In African news, a principal killed in Tembisa robbery. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Some residents of Twalima community in Mufurila district have welcomed the reduction of connection fees to Zesca's national grid from 4,846 kwacha to 300 kwacha effective December 22, 2025. The reduction was announced by Energy Minister Makozo Chikote on 3rd December 2025. And speaking in an interview, the resident said the fare will attract more residents to be connected to the national grid. They further added that power will create jobs and support small businesses such as welding, barber shops, and hair saloon. A resident of Mishingo, Louis Chibale, has expressed concern over the poor mobile network being experienced in the area. He said the unreliable network connectivity has continued to inconvenience many subscribers. Mr. Chibale explained that community members purchase their airtime and bundles, which often fail to work, only to find that they expire without being used. He added that our customers do not receive refunds leaving many frustrated and financially disadvantaged. He has since appealed to the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, to intervene and address the issue. Mr. Achibale noted that residents are losing money and urged authorities to ensure that service providers improve network quality.
Nowadays, we are experiencing a poor network called Viatel. So we are appealing to by ZICTA to look on this issue. By Airtel, we buy minutes. It's not free of charge. We use money to buy minutes. Now you find that by that time, when you buy minutes, network no win, no win. Which means they gave us limit time to use that minutes. Now you want to use it, and then you find that there is no network. Now if time comes, minutes gone. They not compensate us about our money, which we used to put that in minute.
Young people have been urged to tap into government skills development programs being implemented across the country. In an interview with Kombon Radio News, Kalinga Linga Ward 36 Councillor Mukubesa Nyonyi has encouraged young people to take advantage of initiatives like carpentry and electrical engineering courses offered by the Ministry of Technology and Science. According to Councillor Nyonyi, these are programs are catered for individuals with grade 7 to 12 qualifications and aim to equip them with skills to improve their lives and contribute to Zambia's development. He added that by acquiring skills, young people can secure better paying jobs, start their own businesses, and boost the country's economic growth.
As government and also as leadership, we are urging our young people and also parents to ensure that they subscribe to this ongoing skills development program. Right now at the office, we are currently recruiting on behalf of Lusaka Business College skills development program, such as carpentry, cosmetology, electrical engineering, and many others. And the qualifications are starting from grade 7, grade 9, up to 12. So the program, the duration is 1 year to 3 years. So we are urging our parents and children to take part. These programs are not CDF, because CDF will close in April, in August this year.
Government has reiterated its commitment to creating an enabling environment for local businesses and suppliers in the mining sector. Delivering a speech on behalf of the Permanent Secretary, Colonel Gladson Katambi, during the Kansenshi Business Gala Dinner and Awards Giving Ceremony held at the Trident Foundation in Solwezi, Northwestern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Lakson Mulumbi highlighted the importance of statutory instrument SI 68 on local content, which aims to promote inclusive growth, skills transfer, and supplier development. Mr. Mulumbi stated that government, under the leadership of President Hage Ndihijilema, remains committed to supporting local businesses, facilitating inclusive growth, and ensuring that mining contributes meaningfully to national development. He further encouraged mining companies, the Northwestern Chamber of Commerce, and entrepreneurs to empower local suppliers. The event themed Mining for Growth, Empowering Local Suppliers, Creating Wealth, Building a Lasting Legacy, recognized outstanding businesses and entrepreneurs who have contributed to the growth and development of the province. This is contained in a statement issued to Common Radio News by Northwestern Province Principal Public Relations Officer Gloria King Kolenge. We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.